A street musician awaits the arrival of Euros on New Year's Day. And at nearby open-air markets, shoppers are confronted with prices printed in Euros and Lats, which can be exchanged till June 30. But opinion polls show that a majority of Latvians don't like their country becoming the 18th member of the Eurozone. Pollsters say just one in five Latvians is enthusiastic about the Euro. Latvians have expressed concern that prices will rise under the new currency. In a message to Latvia, European Commission President José Manuel Barroso acknowledged those fears.
I am aware that many Latvians are still worried about abusive price setting. Preventing irregular price increases and clarifying misperceptions will be very important. The European Commission takes people's concerns seriously here. We welcome the Fair Euro Introducer initiative, where business committed not to misuse the euro adoption for their own profit.
Additionally, financial experts have warned that Latvia is likely to see a greater, not smaller, influx of dirty money from Russia and the East, as the country will be viewed as safer than other former Soviet states, while financial oversight remains loose. Yet, Latvia's arrival has given European officials in Brussels an extra reason to toast in the new year. 18 months after the threat of Greece quitting the euro gripped financial markets, the Eurozone is marking its 15th anniversary by expanding, not fracturing, explained Barroso.
Latvia, a new member of the euro area. This shows that the euro area remains attractive and open to all member states that fulfill the conditions set by the treaty. I'm convinced that new framework for economic governance, as well as progress will building a banking union, will make us better equipped to detect and contain fiscal and financial risks in the future.
For now, schools will have to continue to explain the importance and benefits of the euro to young Latvians and skeptical residents. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.